Mishnah, towards the beginning of the previous Mishnah, we learned that although it is forbidden for the man who performed chalitza to marry the chalutza's relatives, the brothers of the yavam who performed chalitza are allowed to marry the relatives of the chalutza. So the Mishnah says, Achot de'evimtai, one who performs chalitza with his yavama, so let's say Shimon died and Reuven performed chalitza with Shimon's wife Leah. And then another brother, Levi, v'nasa achivas achaisa. Levi married the sister of the chalutza. So Levi married Rachel. And that's shown on the diagram for this Mishnah. And then v'meis, Levi died. So now Rachel falls to Reuven. Now Rachel is the relative of Reuven's chalutza. Reuven performed chalitza on Leah. And now Leah's sister falls to him for Yibum or Chalitza. So Midrabanan, he cannot perform Yibum, because Midrabanan it's forbidden to marry the relative of his Chalutza. However, Midoraisa, there is no such prohibition, and therefore Midoraisa, there is a regular mitzvah of Yibum or Chalitza over here. So the Mishnah says, Chaletzes v'lem sabemes. She should do Chalitza, not Yibum. Just like whenever there is a sort of contradiction between Midoraisa and Midrabanan. V'chena megarishes ishtoi. Similarly, one who divorces his wife. And the Gemara actually says it should be read as Aval Hamagarish's Ishtoi. However, one who divorces his wife, this is not going to be the same as the previous case, because the difference between marrying the relatives of one's Chalutza and marrying the relatives of his divorcee is that it is forbidden Midoraisa to marry the relatives of his divorcee. Such that if Reuven was married to Leah, and then he divorced Leah, and then his brother, let's say Levi, or we could call him Shimon, he marries her sister, Rachel, v'meis, and then he dies. So now Rachel is Reuven's divorcee's sister. And that's a total error of Amid Oraisa, such that Hariza Peturumina Chalitza and Yibum, she would be totally exempt from both Chalitza and Yibum, since she is an Erev to Reuven and totally forbidden Amid Oraisa to perform Yibum. And therefore we have the general rule of Kol She'ena Oyla Yibum, Eina Oyla Chalitza, that since she has no mitzvah of Yibum at all, there is also no mitzvah of Chalitza.